If it isn't imitation syrup, okay, if something's not imitation maple syrup, you might say it is the blank article. It is the... All right, let's say you go to a store to buy it, a piece of leather, you know, and someone says, no, this is an imitation leather. This is
it's authentic. Real.
Or another word
original.
For authentic. Another word for that.
It's real.
All right. And you got any more terms that you might use for that?
You ever
see those signs sometimes, people that restore old cars, it says blank Ford parts, a little blue sign about that?
Original. Antique.
Okay. How about
genuine.
Okay. Did you say
that? Yeah.
Okay, I was going to give you the first syllable. Okay, sugar is sold retail, already put up in packages, and wholesale it's sold in huge amounts. What do you call that, huge amount?
Quantity.
I know, but you know, it's just, in weightlifting there's two approaches to lifting. You can lift for definition and you can lift for, what, when you don't want well-defined muscles, you just want big,
I don't know.
Okay. If something is awkward and clumsy, you say it's kind of
cumbersome.
Bulky. All right. Well, then sugar is sold.
Bulk.
What do you call a sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and and put fruit in with it?
Jam, jelly. Yeah.
Okay, and what do you have on a table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Okay. If there's some apples on the table and a child wants one, he comes up to you and says.
Let me have one.
Okay. What might be another way?
May I have one?
Or if you just start off with might be another way to say that.
I don't know.
Okay. If he wants one, and he's okay. If the child comes up, he sees his pin, okay? And there's 15 pins on this table, and he wants that one. And he's demanding it. He points to it. He says,
"I want that pen."
Okay, but he wants you to make sure that you give it to him. Well, what would be his command?
Please give me that pen.
Okay, or in a sense, now if you wanted just any of the group, we might say what?
Please give me a pen.
Okay. If it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
them.
Okay. Would you say them boys? It must have been one of them boys. Okay, if it wasn't one of these boys, it must have been one of
them.
Okay. Or suppose you were identifying a certain group, you say it wasn't these boys, it was, again.
Them.
Okay. If you're pointing to a tree way off, you might say it's, you're pointing to somebody, you're telling somebody.
Yeah.
Alright, it's there.
That one.
Okay. Okay. You say, don't do it don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. All right, when someone speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
Once more, come again, pardon me, could you repeat that?
Okay. If a man had plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man. Let's fill that in for me.
Who doesn't have any friends. So it's
okay, the opposite of a rich man is a
poor man.
Okay. And we have a man that's rich and a man...
That's poor.
Okay. How about, now down here they got orange groves, up north they got apple.
Orchards.
Okay. If you have a lot of peach trees, you have an orchard.